Hey there, thanks for stopping by the Indomitable Podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, I just wanted to let you know that I just started a free weekly newsletter called Boosted by the Truth. The goal of it is to empower subscribers once a week with thoughtful pieces on motivation, perspective, self-improvement, and more, without forsaking the truth. If you'd like to get this content delivered straight to your inbox, submit your email address on my website, lucashawthorne.substack.com, which is Lucashawthorne.substack.com to subscribe. I look forward to seeing you in an email. Hey guys, welcome back to the Indomitable Podcast. I'm recording this episode on the same day I released my previous episode because, well, as previously mentioned, a year ago or so, I talked about on this podcast how it's a good thing I have this because when I feel passionate about a particular subject, I can just hit the record button and get my thoughts out there. And I'm passionate enough about today's topic, or rather this specific topic, to not only record an episode for it, but I'm also going to be writing an article about it. And what we're going to be talking about in today's episode is basically about this woman. Okay, well, the whole story is this. I saw a video from the Inside Edition YouTube channel, and a 17-year-old kid found a woman's lost purse and returned it to her. You know, instead of taking the contents of the bag, he returned the purse to its rightful owner. And the video, within 10 seconds of the video, it's a 2-minute video, but within the first 10 seconds, it shows a clip of the woman who got the purse back. And the first thing that she says is, "Wow, wait, let me actually get it verbatim for you." She said, "There's hope for our younger generation." That's what she says. She says, "There's hope for our younger generation," because a 17-year-old returned a woman's lost purse. And that was quite insulting to me. As a member of the younger generation, as a member of Gen Z, I found that to be quite insulting. To suggest that had this act not happened, there would have probably been no hope for Gen Z. And then Gen Alpha, I believe, comes afterwards. It just rubbed me the wrong way. Because, of course, there's hope for our younger generation. Of course, there's hope for us. Of course, there's hope for Gen Z and Gen Alpha. I don't see why it's such a surprise to this woman that there's hope. Because, of course, we're capable of good deeds. I feel like it's an insult to suggest that there wasn't any hope to begin with. You know, the last thing that we need, the last thing the youth needs, is for seniors, or more specifically, just people who are older in older generations, to bash on the youth. That's the last thing they need. You know, as a member of Gen Z myself, I understand that some of what you see members of my generation do is ridiculous. Every single generation has had people do ridiculous things. If anything, the dumb things members of Gen Z do is just more visible given the prevalence of social media. And I understand social media wasn't as big as it is today. You know, when older generations were younger, they probably didn't have nearly as much, you know, exposure, right? The internet, things like that. But now we're capturing everything on camera and on video. Of course, you're going to see a lot of kids these days do dumb things. But like I said, every generation has had people do ridiculous things. And so it's not unique to Gen Z, this specific generation, for people to do dumb things. Like, it's just, I just feel like very much it's an insult to my generation. Like I said, of course there's hope for us. You know, we're human beings, and we're not perfect, but neither are you. And I really don't want to make this about generation versus generation, because that's stupid. Like, people are people. I really don't like the kind of barriers that we put up for each other, or we put them up ourselves, and it just divides us. It creates unnecessary resentment, division, segregation, creates hostility. I really don't like that. And so I don't agree with, you know, Like, I am a part of Gen Z, but I really don't want this to be an us versus them thing. Like I said, I feel like, we're human beings, we should get along with each other, and we should stop making it about this generation sucks, this generation is the cause of today's problems, like that kind of stuff. And so when I hear something like, oh wow, there's hope for our younger generation, like look at this 17-year-old, he returned my lost purse. Now there's hope for Gen Z after all. Like, that's stupid. Of course there's hope. Of course there are gonna be kids, teens, and young adults out there who are capable of doing the right thing. This woman goes on to say that part of his reasoning, his part of his claimed reasoning for why he returned the purse is that his mom always taught him to do the right thing when no one is watching. Yeah, like there are plenty of kids, teens, and young adults out there who can do the same thing. Like, why is this such a miraculous thing that this 17-year-old returned a purse that didn't belong to him without taking anything inside of it? Like, that's some miracle. No, it's not. There's always been hope. There's always been good kids, teens, and young adults. There have also been kids, teens, and young adults out there who do silly things, who do immoral things, who do wrong things, who break the law. Yeah, that happens with every single generation. But you don't hear people saying, oh, there's hope for Gen Y, there's hope for Gen X, there's hope for boomers. Like, it seems like there's so much finger pointing and blaming towards people in my generation, and I really don't like that. Especially as somebody who is trying to serve as like a big brotherly model, a role model to the younger members in my own generation, I kind of want to be that voice to object to this kind of sentiment. As if I were taking care, as if, let's say, I were an older brother to a younger sibling, and somebody else insults my younger sibling, and no, I'm gonna speak up for my younger sibling. That's how I feel. That's the kind of place I'm coming from right now. When I see people bash on my generation, I kind of speak up about it because I don't think that's cool. I don't think it makes sense. I think it's just divisive and it creates hostility. And even if you're well-intentioned when you say, oh wow, there's hope for our younger generation after all, it's still insulting because you're implying that there was no hope to begin with. And you're saying that you're surprised that people in my generation are capable of doing good deeds. And that's just ridiculous. Of course we are. We're human. Humans in every single generation are capable of doing good deeds. So, like, don't make it look like the younger generation is all screwed up and this kid was just the exception to it. No. That's ridiculous. And so, I am going to end it right there. I feel like I got out what I needed to say. Stop acting so surprised, basically, is what I'm trying to say, that my people in my generation are capable of doing good things. We are. We're human beings, and this is something that's present in every single generation. People are capable of doing good things. It's not about generational divide. It's not about whether the kids, teens, and young adults of today can do what other people are capable of. We are. So, yeah, just basically chill out with that stuff because, of course, there's hope for us. So don't act so surprised about it. That's a wrap for this episode of the Indomitable Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you have any feedback, questions, comments, or concerns you'd like to give, please don't hesitate to send me a voice message or send me an email to lucashawthorne@substack.com, which is lucashawthorne@substack.com, and I will endeavor to get back to you as soon as possible. If you'd like to see more of my content, head over to my Linktree at linktree.com/lucashawthorne, which is linktr.ee/lucashawthorne. Over there, you'll find the other platforms I exist on. Once again, thank you for your time, and I hope to see you on the next episode.